Are we failing girls? I'm Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is the Brave Briefing, a technology and culture update for Christian parents. A British news outlet, The Stylist, released a series of sobering articles asking, are we failing girls? From unrealistic beauty standards to an ever-growing tide of harassment and misogyny, the picture they paint is tragic. What's easy to assume, not my kid, when reading these articles, but as Christian parents, we need to go deeper and ask, what is the root cause and what does God call us to do about it? One article opens with this gut-wrenching description. It's 7:16 a.m. You reach for your phone and start browsing social media. A video begins. The problem with pick-me girls is you scroll on. The next 15 videos include clips of men explaining what a woman's ideal body count is, high-protein, low-calorie recipes for fat burning, and a friend talking about what happened when a man approached her at the bus stop last night. You lock your phone when it serves you a pop-up ad for porn. You apply your 7-step skincare routine, look in your illuminated mirror, and wonder whether you should just stay home today. You don't like going out when you're having a bad skin day. You check your direct messages, a random man asking if he can send you pictures. You block him. You open your wardrobe and pull out your school uniform because you're only 13 years old. Well, if this is a digital reality for girls aged 10 to 16, then yes, something has gone deeply wrong because this is both heartbreaking and enraging. How has such darkness taken over childhood? Smartphones and online media platforms, right? Let's just look at the facts. The average time spent on social media for teens is 4.8 hours, with 30% spending more than 6 hours a day and only 10% spending 1 hour or less. Girls are more likely to be constant users of TikTok and Instagram, where beauty filters, sexual content, and comparison culture reign. The common thread in the stories that The Stylist shares is not necessarily misogyny or harassment. It's access. The dark content and the messages reach them because we as parents leave the door to the internet wide open. The online message sent to young girls is that their value is found in the shape of their bodies, the smoothness of their skin, the attention they get from men or women, and their capitulation to every fashion and materialistic trend. These lies are then reinforced for upwards of 5 hours a day. They are not being formed into the image of Christ. They're being discipled into the world. But see, God's design for girls is radically different. Proverbs 31:25 describes her as clothed in dignity and strength. And 1 Peter 3:4 elevates the inner beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit as being of great worth in God's sight. Let's consider that scripture commands believers to flee sexual immorality, while social media invites them to bask in it. Scripture warns against boasting, while social media rewards it. If you are earnestly trying to raise and disciple your daughter in the knowledge and instruction of the Lord, then social media has no place in shaping her identity, period. This is where The Stylist articles become strangely helpful. They reveal just how necessary it is for parents to be brave enough to say no, to protect their daughter's childhood by not allowing a smartphone until high school, restricting access to social media until after age 16, and setting overall limits for screen time. Research has shown that teens with screen time limits spend nearly 2 hours less online daily and have far better mental health outcomes. The worst outcomes are found in teens with no parental monitoring or controls, which is exactly what The Stylist is exposing. So, are we failing girls? Only if we as Christian parents abdicate our role to disciple and let the algorithms take over. Because the truth is, phones are discipling our daughters when we do not. Okay, friends, this is your Brave Briefing. If you have any questions, reach out, share this with a friend, and until next time, go and be brave.